talk and write and boast about your females and your clans, and how the boys from County Cork beat up the black and tans. And you, a little codger who came out without a scar, his name was Paddy Mulligan, the man from Mullingar. The peelers chased him out of Connemara for beating up the violent Stan O'Hara. And when he came to Ballymote, he stole the parson's car, and he sold it to the bishop in the town of Castlebar. Oh, 700 peelers couldn't catch him, catch him. The king sent out an order for to lash him, lash him. When Patrick came to Dublin town, he stole an armoured car, and he gave it to the IRA brigade in Mullingar. On Easter Monday morning, when the boys that heard a sound, Patrick raised the flag of war down in his native town. First he went to make his peace with dear old Father Mark. Then went out and blew the barracks up and the calf of Mullingar. The peelers chased him out of Connemara for beating up the valiant Scan O'Hara. And when he came to Ballymote, he stole the parson's car, and he sold it to the bishop in the town of Castlebar. Oh, 700 peelers couldn't catch him, catch him. The king sent out an order for to lash him, lash him. When Patrick came to Dublin town, he stole an armoured car, and he gave it to the IRA brigade in Mullingar. And when Ireland takes his place among the nations of the world, a flag of orange, white and green to the four winds is unfurled. You read the roll of honour and you'll find with a Max Scar the name of Sarsfield Mulligan, the man from Mullingar. The peelers chased him out to Connemara for beating up the valiant Scan O'Hara. And when he came to Ballymote, he stole the parson's car, and he sold it to the bishop in the town of Castlebar. Oh, 700 peelers couldn't catch him, catch him. The king sent out an order for to lash him, lash him. When Patrick came to Dublin town, he stole an armoured car.